All right, so if I can get you to state your name and where you're from, we can begin.
Hi, my name is Doris Werny, and I'm from Germany. I came to this country in 1960.
All right, so what was your hometown in Germany?
My hometown was Schwäbisch Gmünd. It's in the south of Germany, mm-hmm. About an hour from the Stuttgart, which is the main city.
Okay. Now, what was your earliest memories from the war?
My earliest memories, I was about 7 years old, and the earliest things I remember is always the air raids and having to go downstairs in the cellar. Sometimes we had to go to a bunker, which was a little bit away from our home, and always being afraid. And we did a lot of praying while we were down there. And I remember one time, we lived in the post the post office, which was a big building. We lived all the way upstairs on the top floors. And I remembered my doll buggy being in the hallway, and I asked my older sister if she could go upstairs and get me my doll, which was inside the buggy. And she went upstairs and got it for me. And afterwards, we found out that when we went back upstairs, that somehow some shrapnel or whatever it was got into the buggy, so it was somehow hit.
Now, why was it so important for her to get that dolly?
It was my only doll I had, and my sister had given it to me. It was very, very precious to me. I always liked a lot, dolls.
So now, going forward from that, is there anything else that you remember from?
And I remember that when we were trying to go back to our home, when the Americans occupied our home, we had to leave. We had no place to go, so we had some relatives away on a farm, and we went there, but we had to hike there. It was about 18 kilometers, and my little brother was only 4 years old, so we had to pull him in a wagon. And while we were there, on the way, we always had, when we heard the airplanes, we had to go in a ditch and hide so we wouldn't be hit. And then once we got to the farm, the relatives, they sent the older siblings to different farms to work. And one of my brothers was 13, and while he was out on the farm one day, he was hit, he was shot at. And we stayed there for a while. But my older sister, one day, she stole some eggs for my mom, who was pregnant, and then we were kicked out. So we had to hike back again.
So where'd you go then?
And we went to our grandparents' house. And we had one room that they had to spare, and we kind of slept on the floor. And my older sister, she stayed with some friends, and we stayed there for a while. Then when we got back to, we were able to go back to our own home, when the Americans left, our home was destroyed. They did a lot of damage. They threw dishes out the window. There was like a little brook next to the building, and they threw the dishes down out the window into the brook. And we had a grand piano. They ruined that.
How'd they ruin that?
They used part of it as an ironing board. They took the top off and used part of it as an ironing board. And so it was kind of tough.
Yeah. Do you have any better memories about American GIs?
Towards the end of the war, my older brother was put in a prison camp. It was about 30 kilometers away from us, and it was so crowded that they couldn't even sleep on the floor, and he became very ill. He was only 16 years old, and he became very ill, and there was a doctor that knew him, but they wouldn't let him help, so they kind of kicked him out on the street. And then the doctor got word to my mom. And my older sister took her bike, and she went to pick him up and brought him back home on the back of her bike. But then once the Americans, were out, my sister worked for the Americans at the military police. and she met a GI and they dated, and he kind of helped us with food and occasionally brought food to us, and we were really excited when we got our first banana and Hershey bar.
Oh, you don't
bar.
Have any bananas, right?
No.
Oh.
So we had a banana, and the Hershey bars was a big kick, and some donuts I remember we're getting.
That must have been a little exciting after all that.
That was very exciting. We never had enough to eat. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we got rations, you know, the ration cards.
So during all this, while you're, you know, running back, while you're going to the farm, and, you know, your mom was pregnant at this time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was, yeah.
And where was your father during all this?
My father was a prisoner of war. He was in the war, and we didn't know much about him. But he was a prisoner of war in France. And must have been before he was a prisoner that he came home once when my youngest brother got very ill. And he came home just for one night. But then I remember that later on he was a prisoner of war.
Was so that the last time you saw him before he became
a
prisoner?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it was hard without him being there, you know, to support us.
So during that whole walk, your mom was pregnant?
She was about seven, 8 months pregnant. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah, she just never had enough to eat. That's why my sister stole the eggs. You know, tried to get her some food.
And what ended up happening to her baby?
And the baby was 4 weeks old, and it died. Because my mother didn't have enough nutrients during her pregnancy.
Okay.
So that's what the cause of it was. Yeah.
So now after this, where did you go after, once you got old enough to sort of leave Germany, and how long were you in Germany until?
I was in Germany until 1960. But the other thing, my aunt, they lived in Stuttgart, which is a big city, and she also had four children, and her and her another woman from the building went upstairs during when there was a stop in the air raid, and wanted to get some milk for the kids. So while they were upstairs, the two ladies in the kitchen, all of a sudden the air raid started again, and they got bombed, and they were both killed. And the children were downstairs in the cellar.
They got the children out, though?
Yeah, okay. The children are still alive, but they're still traumatized. They were traumatized.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. They were still all small at the time. And her husband also was in the war.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know if he was taken prisoner, too? Or?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember what your father did for the German army?
Well, he was a professional baker, so he had to do some cooking in the army. I mean, when he was a prisoner, help with the baking or whatever.
Okay, so after the war, how did your lives change?
It slowly got better. We were still getting ration cards, but it improved a lot, and my sister helped. She actually got married to an American, and I remember she was one of the first Germans to marry an American, and it was a big wedding in our hometown. Everybody came to see that, and then she went to Germany. I mean, she went to the United States. Her husband was a career soldier, and she stayed there. She's still there. And my brother also later on joined her in the United States, and he also became a career soldier and served in Vietnam and in Korea. And he's retired now from the army.
Do you remember what he did?
He was a master sergeant in the army.
Mm. Right. So, and you said your sister came back to France for a while.
And then they came back to France, and I stayed with them for about 3 years. I lived with them. They were stationed there. And I visited the Red Cross a lot and met some GIs there, and just learned English there, because my three nephews and nieces. They were in the lower grades, so I was able to learn English with them, how to read and write.
Oh, so you learned with the kids?
With the kids, okay. Yeah, how to read and writing, yeah.
So when you were going to the Red Cross, though, like, what did you do with the GIs there? Did they teach you any American customs or?
Well, we did some square dancing and.
Square dancing.
Yeah, square dance and some other dances, and it just was a place for the GIs to hang out, and my sister took me there once a week, and I enjoyed myself. Huh. I had a good time there.
And from there, where did you end up going?
And then I was back home after they went back to the States, and I worked in my hometown until I came to this country in 1960.
Right. And when you came to this country, what was your first job you had?
And I worked for a Jewish family.
Oh.
And so. They weren't very nice to me.
Why was that?
Because I was German. And I really didn't know much about the Holocaust because I was just too small. And they treated me pretty badly.
So how long did it take you to sort of figure out why you were being treated that way?
Well, I soon found out when I complained about it to my sister, and she explained to me that's probably why.
So. All right, so is that about summing up for your experiences, your military experiences in your life?
That's about summing it up, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Oma, for your time and your stories. Always love hearing them.
I hope I was helpful.
Oh, I'm sure you were. Thank you.
Thank you.